You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Philippa Hitchin. Analysts continue to look closely at Pope Francis's speech to the Holy See's diplomatic corps earlier this week, exploring in particular the impact he hopes the Church's Jubilee Year of Mercy can have on political crises in countries around the world. In his speech on Monday to ambassadors of the 180 countries with diplomatic ties to the Vatican, the Pope chose to speak especially of what he called the grave crisis of migration facing Europe as well as other parts of Asia and the Americas. Historian and theology professor Massimo Fagioli teaches at the University of St. Thomas in St. Paul, Minnesota. He talked to me about the challenges the Pope raised in his address, especially to European politicians and diplomats.
It's a very interesting speech also because Pope Francis brought up an issue that for many Europeans is very unpopular right now. So it was a speech to the old diplomatic corps, but it was especially focused at Europe that is facing the biggest wave of migrants and refugees, especially since World War II, and maybe even before, because after World War II, these waves of refugees, especially from Eastern Europe, they were part of a big diplomatic plan. It was clear what was the diplomatic deal at Yalta, at Potsdam, between the Allies and the USSR. Right now, there's no plan. So it's much more difficult for Europeans to understand what's the end game. After World War II, most of these migrants were ethnic Germans, and they were coming back to Germany. So absorbing them was much easier. So right now, for Europe, absorbing migrants is very difficult, not just because of the numbers, but because they are ethnically, politically, and religiously very difficult to frame in a term that it is politically a good sell. It's a very tough sell.
It was very interesting that the Pope said the current crisis in migration could actually have been resolved sooner, but this would mean European countries rethinking their whole policies on investment and energy and trade and so on.
Yes, the very difficult situation is given by the fact that this wave of migrants and refugees coincides with a very deep crisis of the European Union. If you just think of what's happening to democracy in Poland, for example, and all these countries at the borders of Europe, like Ukraine and Turkey. So here the paradox is that one of the last leaders who believe in Europe is the Catholic Pope from Argentina. That's a deep paradox. And the crisis of the European ideal is also a crisis, I think, of the Catholic idea of Europe.
Given this deep paradox, how likely are European leaders to listen to this Latin American Pope's message?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know because until a few days ago, before the revelations of the attacks on women in Cologne, and another Christian leader, Angela Merkel, was very outspoken on the necessity of Germany to accept migrants and refugees because of the German identity, and he defended that also on the basis of her Christian background. Now it's much more difficult. And as we know, in Europe right now, leadership is very weak, is very short-sighted, and so it's a very unpopular message. And I'm afraid Pope Francis doesn't have many partners in this dialogue in Europe right now.
Who do you think could be identified as the best potential partners for him to continue to push this message of welcome and integration as opposed to exclusion?
Not the right-wing party in Germany or in France or in the UK. He must rely on the left-wing parties that are in many countries the opposition that can be embarrassing for these left-wing parties to make an explicit connection with the social message of the Catholic Church. Pope Francis is not embarrassed by that, but for politicians that can be embarrassing. So it's one of these paradoxes that, if you want, is very similar to the situation that there is in the United States right now, where the social policies that are advocated by Pope Francis are defended not by Catholic candidates or by Catholic politicians, but by non-Catholic politicians or non-Catholic candidates for the presidency. That's one of these paradoxes.
The Pope, in this address to diplomats, insists very strongly, doesn't he, on the need to continue the dialogue, to continue the engagement, particularly with the Muslim world at this time.
Yes, he started with going back to his trip to Central Africa. So the particular position of the Pope is that he can frame this issue not just in a purely pragmatic term, but on an intellectual level and on a spiritual level. So what happened in the Catholic Church in these last 50 years, I mean, after Vatican II, especially, we saw the deep, deep connections between a theology of other religions and between the global dimensions of the Catholic Church. In this sense, the Catholic Church has an advantage in understanding the deep connection between dialogue and identity of itself. For Catholic theologians, it's easy to understand that a certain understanding of Judaism, for example, entails a certain understanding of Israel or of Islam. For secular politicians or secular intellectuals, that is much more difficult. I'm afraid they lack an element that makes a full circle when you advocate for dialogue, because usually it's framed only in terms of short-term results. That's not the Catholic Church's view of things, but that's why we have a Pope who has this global voice.
We see this strong appeal for dialogue. Do you see any leaders in the Muslim world really picking up on this and responding to this appeal?
I know there are. I know there are leaders. I'm not an expert on the Islam world. The difficulty of this situation is that what's going on in Islam is not a war of Islam against the West, is a war within Islam. And so it is more difficult than it used to for Muslim leaders to make a connection with the message of the Christian leaders, because the whole dynamic of the intra-Muslim debate is very, very complicated. And so what Pope Francis is facing right now is enormously more complicated than the situation, not just of 50 years ago, but also of 10 years ago or 20 years ago. So I think we shouldn't look forward too much to Muslims' reception directly of Pope's messages. I think that his view is that these things have a long-term perspective. One of the typical things of Francis is his emphasis on time, on history. He is one of the last global leaders with a strong sense of history. And that's what keeps him doing what he's doing in this very difficult situation.